This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday.
Hello and welcome to episode... of Sunday Supplements.
You don't even know. You call yourself a podcaster. That's all you have to know is the number of podcasts.
It's about 16, I think.
Not 16, it's 116. Not 16. We've been here longer than that. It felt like more than 16, let's face it.
So you haven't got a Sunday newspaper this week.
I did. I bought an Observer last night. My flight landed at about 7:45.
Well, you should explain where you were.
I was in Norway.
Nice.
It was cloudy when I first came in, so much so that the plane went through the cloud, and then suddenly I saw trees. You know, the cloud was so low that literally we landed in a tree. It was amazing.
You didn't land in a tree. Anyway, I'm going to say hello to my friend Kjell in Norway. Hello, Kjell.
Hello, Kjell. And remember Eric, best of all, because Eric looked just like the young guy out of The Mad Men. The Mad Men. I sound like my grand, don't I?
Yeah.
The Mad Men.
The Mad Men. You mean the one that's in Angel?
He's a bit of an arsehole in Mad Men, but he's a really good actor. And there's a Norwegian chap called Eric who looks exactly like him. Him crossed with Draco Malfoy. He was very cool. I liked him.
You also dressed up as a Teletubby with Rebecca Watson.
A little bit, yes. Well, oh, no, because Rebecca was there too. We're doing a skeptic called Christic Master. But no, it was really nice. They had a shop which sold onesies, which is like an all-in-one pyjama, except you don't have feet. That's what they were lacking. But they're made of fur. Literally, we put them on in the shop and zipped up, and it was so warm. Within about 30 seconds, we had to take them off again. And then we had lesbian sex.
Well, you would. They had hoods, too.
They did, and you could zip them all the way up as well. So Rebecca tweeted a picture of us without them on. I had a big grizzly bear one, and she had a little polar bear one. We were very cute. We were hot. Literally hot. But, you know, it was amazing. It's the furthest north I've ever been, Norway. The Norwegians, they're exactly how you expect. They're either really sort of looking like they've come out of a Steve Jobs ad, you know, really neat and sort of like, hello, or they're look like they come out of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. They're proper like death metal, oh, the proper, it's really cool. But even the guys who look death metal actually sound really friendly because they've got this accent which is very uppy down. It's sort of like, hello, how are you? I can imagine like the Vikings. I don't think they were sort of like these violent people that everybody says they were. I just think they came over to England and went, hello, can I rape you now? And we just went, yeah, come in. You're lovely. And you're pretty. Come in.
So the long and short of it is that you ended up not being able to read your paper and had to get the New Scientist to read it on the flight out.
Well, that's the only thing I could find in English other than Elle magazine. And I thought, I'm not going to read Elle on the flight. So I'll read New Scientist because I like New Scientist. And there isn't a bad article in it, which is a bit of a problem for Hung Donger. But I found something, so we can talk about that later. Why, what did you get, Simon?
Well, basically, I've brought a knife to a gunfight. I've bought the News of the World. So that's good, isn't it? News of the World versus Science Fact.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so going to win.
It's time to cut out and keep things. I don't know why I bother. I literally had to go through my paper three times, cover to cover, to find
something. Literally had to do the same because I just didn't know what to pick. They got stuff about the fossa, which is this lovely Madagascan sort of cat creature thing, and it's gorgeous.
Is it pretty?
It's really pretty. It looks like a cross between a meerkat and a cat, and it's just laid on its back, just going, I'm cute.
I had a dream last night that I had 1,000 kittens in my house.
1,000?
Everywhere I went, there were kittens. I opened drawers, kittens were coming out. And I had one in a water feature, but it kind of slightly evolved. And so its ears had slicked back, so it was like an otter, almost.
Aww.
And it was a really sweet, you know, all these kittens were really sweet. But this one leapt out of the water and tried to eat my face. Talking of which, I've got Survive on an Alien Planet. ...
That sounds quite good.
In Stroud, Gloucestershire.
Okay.
This is an article that constantly disappoints itself all the way through. This planet is a game preserve, and we're the game. It's the moment the awful truth dawns on the heroes of hit movie Predator. And they basically got this freebie from 20th Century Fox to promote Predators.
What's it got to do with Stroud?
I was a little nervous after being dropped off by 20th Century Fox somewhere in the wild woods of Gloucestershire, just outside Stroud. They met this SAS survivalist who was going to take them through the weekend and show them how to survive an alien attack.
In Stroud.
In Stroud. I'd already downloaded his app and tried to get ahead of the pack by reading up on techniques including what to do in a nuclear attack, but there was nothing in it about being hunted by aliens. And the guy comes in and says, "None of you will die today and nobody is going to get hunted." They learn how to light a fire using cotton wool and make a cup of tea using a plastic Coke bottle. So that's how to survive on an alien planet.
I've had gigs in Stroud and I swear they're aliens.
Oh, I've had gigs in Stroud. They're frightful. Basically, you go to Stroud to be disappointed, it seems. They were promised an alien game reserve and they learn how to roast marshmallows. Mellows? I don't know what marshmallow is.
A marshmallow is a type of quail, isn't it?
No, it's a very relaxed ditch.
Fair enough. I've got jam, because it's going to appeal to our readers, because it's going to appeal to people with smartphones, because the impending wireless crunch could stop your cell phone in its tracks.
The wireless crunch?
Yeah, because all of mobile phones, when you go on the internet and stuff, use broadband wireless.
Yeah.
Well, already, if you go to a concert, your signal might go. In little towns like New York, where there are a lot of these cell phones, the signal just goes and it takes ages for them to load. And that's because the capacity isn't enough on the wireless network for things like internet. Because internet, instead of it being a continual call, it sort of like goes up and down. It's a bit like Coronation Street, where you have your tea break and everybody puts the kettle on. You know, it's a bit like that. And so it's really hard to predict. And they're working out different ways of getting more broadband. The one way, which is America's doing, is they're just charging people for it. So right. That reduces the demand. When they switch off TV broadcasts and it all goes digital, apparently there's going to be more stuff for that.
Well, there'll be a lot more, yeah, because the analog signal is quite big and you can get an awful lot of digital signal into the analog signal.
But in 2012 in London, you're going to be absolutely screwed for internet on your cell phone.
Because of the Olympics, you mean?
Yeah, exactly. The number of athletes, media and volunteers alone will top 100,000 and all of them are going to have cell phones.
So no one's going to be able to listen to our podcast in London.
Not if they want to download it straight onto their wireless device.
I very rarely use the mobile broadband. I tend to just find a Wi-Fi spot.
Well, that's the ideal thing to do. They're talking about using wireless modems.
So basically, you've got a technophobic thing about, oh, the world is doomed because we're no longer going to be able to check Twitter on our phones.
We're going to use the military stuff. They offer solutions. It's not just like, oh, we're all doomed. It's like, these are how...
So the military bandwidth, like he does on Die Hard 4.
Exactly. You're going to use some of that. They're going to use, like, police and ambulance bandwidth as well.
You can't use ambulance bandwidth.
That's what they're saying. That's what they're saying they're going to do.
So, we couldn't hear your 999 call because Izzy was on Twitter.
Yes.
So, I've got an article that constantly disappoints, and you've got an article which constantly offers solutions. It's clearly obvious who's won.
Well, it's clearly obvious that I've won. I've got the word femtocells, which is just lovely.
What's femtocell?
They're basically like a wireless thing which can be done in the street, but plugged into each home so you can...
So you have your own cell phone tower.
Yeah, little wireless cell phone tower, which you'll probably be told that it causes cancer or something.
Melts your babies,
yeah. It doesn't, by the way. If anybody's worried about mobile phones and stuff, there's very little evidence that they melt your babies.
Let us head forth into our school of farcical. This is where Izzy will read out four things, three of which are articles from her newspaper, one of which she has extracted viciously from her own rectum.
Viciously? That's not nice. I have a very gentle bottom, I'll have you know.
And it is my job to sniff out the one... It smells fishy.
I do not have a fishy bottom.
That's all wrong. Anyway, go ahead.
Number one, pesticide suicide.
Pesticide suicide, is that how to kill yourself as a bug?
No, it's saying that actually pesticides are much more dangerous than we previously thought and we are killing the planet with them.
There's an interesting report released today, apropos of nothing, saying that alcohol is more dangerous than heroin.
Well, in terms of the number of people it kills.
Exactly. It's David
Nutt. And in terms, actually, heroin isn't that dangerous if it's pure and if it's administered.
The problem with heroin is if you stop taking.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm constantly syringed up. Number two.
The tongue in your lung that cures asthma.
Tongue in your lung?
Yeah, that cures asthma.
How does it cure asthma? By licking your lungs clean.
Well, basically, you've got taste receptors in your lungs that can taste bitterness to help you cough and do all that sort of thing. So you've actually got taste stuff in your lungs. It's amazing. Well, okay. What a tongue in your lung.
So that's why you sometimes get a taste in your chest.
Yeah.
Cool. Number three.
There's more than one way to sex a skink.
Sex a skink?
Yes.
What's a skink?
A skink's a type of lizard, Simon. You should know this.
Why should I know that?
You should know what a skink is. Come on. How old are you?
12.
Well, exactly. You should. I knew what a skink was by the age of 12.
I know what a skunk is. I know how you sex a skunk.
No, a skink. A skink is a little lizard. And actually, what they found is that if you keep pregnant ones really hot, they have all girls. And if you keep them cooler, they're more likely to have boys. Or at least it's more likely to be 50-50. Because genetics are not the only reason that they can choose their offspring.
Four skinks.
Four skinks.
Right.
And four skinks sounds very dirty. Finally, thinking caps lock.
Thinking caps lock.
Yeah.
Is this a thing they've got to make it get turned off when it realises...
No. Oh. It's to do with wearing a type of hat while you're doing IQ tests makes you good at some things but completely incapable of understanding other questions like visual questions. So you're very good at doing auditory and verbal stuff, but you have a sort of brain lock when it comes to visual and spatial analysis.
So you can only do one or the other.
It's good for auditory and verbal instruction. Right. So it's good for reasoning and logic, but it's not good for spatial awareness. And they found that there's significant results in whether you wear a hat or not. And they think it might have had something to do with brain temperature, but they don't know yet and they're doing further testing.
Cowboys wear hats and they're good at lassoing cows.
They're better at playing the old guitar and banjo.
It was weird when you were talking about that. It sounded like Darth Vader was stood behind you.
That's because there's a plane going overhead.
I know. So, my choices are pesticide, suicide, tongue in your lung, sex, a skink, and thinking caps lock. This doesn't sound like you've made any of them up.
Well, there we go.
Tongue in your lung. I just wonder if you're trying to bamboozle me with a rhyme.
Well, pesticide, suicide isn't...
That's true. That is a rhyme too, isn't it?
I nearly went with pine flu. Did you... Love it.
I'm going with tongue in your lung.
You're going with tongue in your lung?
As the one that you have
made up.
Made
now,
up.
Readers, did you agree with Simon that tongue in your lung is genuinely a thing that's come out of my bottom? Because if you had, you'd be wrong.
Oh.
I didn't make that one up. Come on, Simon, you're meant to be a scientist. Work this one out.
I'm not meant to be a scientist. You're
meant to be a scientist.
At no point have I ever claimed to be a scientist.
Apart from all the times you said I'm a scientist, is he? Look at my white coat. Look at the fact that I don't have sex. I'm a scientist.
I think scientists have sex.
No, they don't. Not under controlled laboratory condition.
All right, pesticide suicide. Oh, for God's sake. Well, then I don't know. Sex or skink.
Oh, it's a clean sweep. Izzy wins. Izzy wins totally. Thinking caps lock. Just wearing a hat makes you think different. Come on, Simon. You're an idiot. Put your hat on.
Flop out the old hum dongers then. I've got two, actually. The first one is a picture of Peter Andre. And they tried to make him look like he's crying. But they've clearly photoshopped it because they've put the tear in the middle of his eye, not coming out of his tear duct down by the nose.
That can happen.
No, it can't. But I've also got She's a VIP.
Oh, God, not a very important idiot.
This is Amanda Holden. Tonight, Chris and I go to Piers and his wife Celia's swish new London pad for dinner. Celia, a veritable Nigella in the kitchen, is wearing a red dress and thigh-high boots. She promises we won't be able to resist pudding, right? And this is what she cooked them for pudding. She produces a chocolate mould of Piers's face.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God.
Who has a dinner party and produces a pudding based on their husband's face?
That's awful.
So, beat that.
Well, the trouble is, everything's really well written in New South. It's very little that is bad in terms of home dog. There is something that got me angry, though.
The trouble is, you haven't got a Sunday supplement, have you? So
yeah, that's
probably partly
it.
The problem. I mean, if I'd have bought a John Ronson book to the party, there wouldn't be any humdongery in it, is there? I mean, this is why you don't win this week. But carry on.
Cap Capture Adverts Capture You.
C-A-P-T-C-H-A.
C-A-P-T-C-H-A indeed. Hey. Basically, what they're doing is, you know how you can quite easily ignore pop-ups and that sort of thing? You hardly get any pop-ups these days and you can ignore adverts. Well, they've started to be integrated into the captures used to check whether the site visitors are human or not.
Oh, right. So it'll say Diet Coke.
But no, it won't say Diet Coke. You'll be made to watch an advert before you can log on to Facebook.
I don't mind that so much. I mean, I understand that a free website has to earn revenue. But yeah, I think every time you log in would be... Ugh. It's when they slow my CPU down that I get annoyed.
What's your CPU?
What is it?
Yeah.
Central processing unit.
Why would they slow that down?
You've got a Mac, so you don't understand these things that happen on PCs.
I understand that Macs guaranteed 1 month after warranty just fall to bits. That's what I understand about Macs. To be fair, it was very cheap because I was a student when I got it, and like the new one at the old one's prices because they ran out of old ones.
Yeah, but you know what the really, 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 really stupid thing is? You're just going to go out and buy another one.
No, I'm not going to repair this one. I'm going to create a Mac PC, like something that will make Steve Jobs shiver and quake. That's what I'm going to
say. Shit.
I don't think Steve Jobs does shit. I think
of course he does. He's called Steve Jobs.
He shits pure information.
It's time to decide then who has the superior supplements this week in a truncated episode of Sunday Supplement because Izzy's been in Norway.
And Simon doesn't have enough time to edit it before getting it out. So it's either this or a day late. You either have a short one on time or one day late. And we get emails saying, oh, I haven't had a supplement this week. Oh, it's late this week. And, you know, we're responding to those emails. If you've got a problem with a short thing, you shouldn't be listening to Simon because he's tiny. He's so tiny. You wouldn't believe.
Anyway, I win because you haven't got a Sunday supplement. Well, you have, but you actually presented nothing from it.
Well, I could have done. I could have talked about James May. That's the only thing I read, and it's annoying because he used to write so well, and now he writes like everybody else.
He probably doesn't write his own columns now.
Yeah, he probably doesn't, and that's such a waste because he's such a good writer.
So, the newspaper you should have bought last Sunday was the New to the World.
No, it wasn't. It was New Scientist. We all know it's the New Scientist.
It's not a newspaper, though, is it? If I was saying the magazine about science you should have bought last Sunday was New Scientist.
No, the magazine full stop. I mean, New Scientist is brilliant.
There must be better magazines than New Scientist.
No, I don't know. I mean, Private Eye, perhaps, but even then it just gets whiny. New Scientist, you're always going to find something interesting.
Kerrang.
The robot hand is full of beans. The mortified Google admits bungle.
What, it's got someone from Rainbow in it?
It has got someone from Rainbow. They intended to map Wi-Fi routers and cellular network towers, but...
That story is a year old. And suddenly it's in the papers again. I don't know why. They basically went around stealing everyone's Wi-Fi logins. It's quite funny. Anyway, if you want to write to us, we would very much welcome it. It's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can leave us a message on Facebook. You can leave a message on our website at sundaysupplement.com. Or you can Twitter us.
Yeah, it's at Sidone, S-I-G-H-D-O-N-E, or at Izzy Lawrence, I-S-Z-I. _LAWRENCE.
And if you want Izzy to come to one of your skeptic conferences, do get in touch.
Oh, shush. No, you do, please do. But exactly. Shut up. But shut up, Simon. I'm not your whore. Are you going to pimp me out?
Cheerio.
Bye bye. Have a good week.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.